Hundreds gathered to watch the three Democratic candidates for Berkshire County District Attorney answer questions about racial discrimination in the court system at a forum in Pittsfield, Massachusetts last night. The forum, sponsored by the Berkshire County branch of the NAACP, was held in the gymnasium of Conte Community School just west of downtown Pittsfield. Will Singleton, the group's former president, moderated the conversation.
There is much discussion in some quarters about the alleged disparity in the amount of bail for most black and brown people charged with a crime compared with the amount of bail for most white people charged with a crime. Some people say that, yes, there is a disparity, but it is not about race, but rather it is about, quote, the fact, unquote, that black and brown defendants are more likely to jump bail than white defendants.
He first asked candidate Judith Knight, a private practice attorney from Great Barrington, if she believed that there was racial disparity in the bail system.
Yes, I do think there is a disparity with brown and black individuals being held on bail more than white people.
Knight said the issue isn't specific to the court system or racist judges, but to society at large.
Because of that, brown and black people sometimes are not, they won't have, pulled into the system more often than white people, so they start to have a record where a white person doesn't.
Noting that poverty disproportionately affects people of color, Knight said that an inconsistent housing history can affect how judges set bail for defendants.
The implicit bias and racism is steeped in that, not from the judge necessarily, but because society, and this is how it plays out on a piece of paper.
She cited the recently passed criminal justice reform bill and cultural competency training as the groundwork for a less discriminatory DA's office.
If I'm district attorney, I know they've started it already, that I would have the training for all my individuals. I think the court should have it. I think the judges should have it. I think it should be mandatory.
Candidate Andrea Harrington, also a private practice attorney from Great Barrington, responded to a question about explaining racial bias to those who say it does not affect the criminal justice system by placing it in a historical continuum.
For many decades now, we have been operating with a criminal justice system that grew up around as the systems of slavery ended here in this country, and the criminal justice system replaced those systems.
Describing herself as being, quote, driven by facts and data, Harrington said the evidence of bias is irrefutable, claiming that a study shows that African Americans pay 5 times more bail than white people in the county, and that the same national overrepresentation of people of color in the criminal justice system was apparent in the Berkshires as well. She cautioned that the DA's office is not immune from institutional bias itself.
So I want to start tracking demographic data, and I want to start looking at how we're treating people, if we're making sure that we're treating people fairly, because all of the indicators show that people of color are overrepresented and are being treated unfairly. So we need to work to change that.
Incumbent District Attorney Paul Coccaviello, who recently oversaw cultural competency training in the office, said the criminal justice reform bill shows that the state is addressing those concerns.
I'm confident the District Attorney's office will do its part here. As I said earlier, we are a staff of dedicated and individuals with integrity. So, of course, we would like to be part of any solution.
Coccaviello said that despite the fact that, quote, the legislature has spoken on the issue, it'll take time for all the agencies to catch up to the new standards, and that larger societal ills will remain regardless.
By the time people end up in the criminal justice system, a lot of things have happened up to that point. So there needs to be some addressing of what's going on there, as well as what's happening in the court system. And the district attorney's office will, of course, be part of that.
The primary is September 4th. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.